This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. To paraphrase a quote from the 90s sitcom News Radio, winter in Northeast Ohio is the best 7 months of the year. But that may not be true in the future. The four warmest winters on record occurred in the past decade. On this edition of WKSU's Oh Really, we'll answer a listener question about how climate change might affect Northeast Ohio in the future. This month at the Cleveland Metro Parks, hundreds of people have spent part of their weekend hiking through the Rocky River Reservation to get a taste of the history of maple sugaring.
The Europeans were able to create spiles out of metal. And so there's wood.
Historical interpreter Beth Robb shows visitors how sap is collected. It's something she says can only happen in climates like Northeast Ohio's, with below freezing nights and above freezing days to essentially compress the sap right out of a tree. But a 2018 study in the journal Ecology found that climate change is impacting the quality and quantity of maple syrup. Dane Johnson has seen it firsthand. He's the sugar master at the Rocky River Reservation who boils the sap into syrup.
It does affect the trees. We've actually already seen that. You know, we can't say end of February we're going to tap trees and we're going to be going until April. You have to ride along with Mother Nature and see what she has to give us.
Don Bechtel from Elyria is concerned too.
Ohio's pretty well known for its sugar maple groves, and I've heard each year they produce less sap. The trees are actually dying. You know, it's getting too warm for them.
Bechtel wants to know if that's a harbinger of things to come.
How will climate change affect Ohio? The weather, the lakes, the plants, the trees, the animals, the fish, and the birds.
Climate change has already affected us here in Northeast Ohio.
Peter Whiting is a professor in the Earth, Environmental, and Planetary Sciences Department at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland.
But what we're really talking about is what we call anthropogenic man-made climate change. It's like putting an extra blanket on the Earth. That blanket is one that lets in energy but keeps it from going out to space. And we get warmer. We've already gotten maybe a degree, degree and a half Fahrenheit warmer over the last 30 or 40 years.
Earlier this year, NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration analyzed temperature data going back to 1880 and found the same thing. They also listed the five warmest years on record, which were the last 5 years, 2015 to 2019. So what does that mean for the future in Northeast Ohio? Whiting says it could make conditions here more like the climate in St. Louis.
It's known for its really hot and very humid summers. We could have 30-plus days above 90. We typically have a handful. We'll have costs associated with transitioning to that. More air conditioning. We'll probably have more intense downbursts of rain.
And he says that will cause more flooding and changes to our infrastructure.
Raise roadbeds that are near rivers or widen culverts. More soil and then fertilizer and other nutrients washed out to the lake, exacerbating algal blooms or even expanded dead zones to change the fishery.
That also means shorter, warmer winters.
Now, if we keep going forward and the climate warms that much more, it seems hard to keep having about the same amount of snow. So I would imagine in the future we would start to see less snow.
But he says we could be insulated from at least one aspect of climate change.
In Cleveland, Lake Erie is, what, 500, 600 feet above sea level. Under no conceivable scenario would sea level rise globally enough to have seawater lapping into Cleveland.
So Whiting cautions against being fatalistic and says it's better to concentrate on ways to mitigate the effects of climate change, like planting trees.
They can soak up CO2. We won't be able to plant our way out of reducing the amount of harm associated with global warming, but it is one of the tools that we could use.
That's an idea that appeals to Don Bechtel, our question asker, who feels the perfect places for that are the Cleveland or Summit Metro Parks.
I think there's several parks in the area that don't have as many trees as they could. So I think it's possible. Some organizations are willing to donate the trees if people are willing to plant them. Even though the benefit is not huge compared to the problem, it's at least something that's easy to do, that it'll have benefits for many years if the trees do well.
And Professor Peter Whiting says there's no time to waste.
We need to be making these sort of moves today because it's not clear that there's the technological fix that's going to get us out of the challenges we face.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.